here's a story from The World.
In Cuba, July the 26th is sort of a high holiday. On this day, 68 years ago, Fidel Castro's rebel fighters launched the attack that started the communist revolution on the island. Cuban officials typically mark the anniversary with speeches and street parties, but this year is different. 2 weeks ago, thousands of people took to the streets protesting shortages of food and medicine, the overall absence of freedom of expression. And today, few Cubans seem in the mood to celebrate. Former Florida Democratic Congressman Joe Garcia has been watching events in Cuba closely. He's been to Cuba many times since his parents fled shortly after the 1959 revolution. Garcia joins us now from Miami. How is the 26th of July usually celebrated in Cuba? Remind us of the power that is embedded in that date.
This is a day where Fidel Castro and the founders of the revolution, I think there are only five of them left, which were all summarily removed from political power about 2 months ago. But they would all gather, and Fidel would give a rip-roaring three-hour speech, which would end with Patria o Muerte, motherland or fatherland or death. That no longer is happening today. Today, the president of Cuba is doing volunteer work with 100 school children, planting lettuce and other food that people eat on a daily basis in small gardens throughout the country.
So those revolutionaries are gone. Angry protests a couple of weeks ago. What are you hearing from friends and relatives in Cuba about how they're celebrating today?
Everybody likes not working, and today is a day off. But Cuba has now been under the COVID pressure for almost a year and a half. So What used to be a third world medical superpower is now hobbled by their inability and their lack of resources to take on this disease. And it is overwhelming. I was in Cuba less than 2 months ago, and people are kept indoors. People wear masks everywhere. I happen to be a cigar smoker, so whenever you walk by a crowd of more than three or four people, someone screams at you to put on the mask. And yet they're seeing no light at the end of the tunnel, because although you're kept indoors all day, you have to go out and stand in these marathon lines to get whatever food is available. That coupled with the outpouring of violence on the streets where people were demanding change. Clearly, the government put its boots on and quashed that. But once people have felt their power, it's tough to put a cap on it.
I was going to ask you, so those protests that flared up 2 weeks ago in response to COVID, in response to lack of freedom of speech, et cetera, are those continuing, or has the government actually put that fire out?
Well, the idea to put a fire out is very easy because of Cuba being an island, right? There's no border that you can run to. And it is a very controlled society. But we are seeing for the first time a government that is unable to project its complete and total control of things on the ground. Today was celebrated by these meager rations that were announced throughout the country, which were some rice, bagged rice, a little bit of sugar, and some cooking oil. That was, in essence, the gift that they got today for the revolution.
You've served as a sort of informal intermediary between the U.S. and Cuban governments, Joe. I mean, what are Cuban officials thinking right now? Can you put us in their heads?
But what is stark here for the first time is that these are children of the revolution that are fighting the revolution. These are not the grandchildren of Fulgencio Batista. These are not the remnants of the propertied class or the Cuban kulaks, as it were. This is the children of the revolution. And you notice that both in Cuba, those who are fighting are under 30, and you notice also abroad in the demonstrations that were typically marked by people like my parents or my grandparents standing and fighting for the thought of a free Cuba or a democratic Cuba or a different Cuba. That isn't the people who are chaming or taking the streets in the United States or in Cuba. It's right. The youth. It's the people that were brought up in the system.
Today in Washington, there were Cubans protesting, asking Joe Biden to do more, bringing pressure on the Cuban government. So the U.S. imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit last week. I gather you've been on recent phone calls, Joe, with Biden officials when they've laid out their thinking on Cuba. What options are they considering?
What the U.S. I think should do is some very aggressive help on COVID that gets directly to the Cuban people, because COVID kills capitalists and communists alike. You know, the Cubans always wanting for an epic battle and seeing themselves in the epic image that Fidel Castro created for this small country, decided to find a cure for COVID. This is something that over half of the G7 didn't even attempt to do. This small country, which is nowhere the top 50 or 100 economies of the world, decided to take on spending hundreds of millions of dollars to try to develop this drug. According to them, they've developed a drug. They simply don't have the syringes to inject people. It's tantamount to buying a Ferrari and not being able to afford the gasoline to make it move.
Former U.S. Democratic Congressman from Florida, Joe Garcia, speaking with us from Miami. Joe, thank you very much for your thoughts and your time.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.